Hi, this is Word With You. My name is Ibartu Boetes, and today we finish off the series that we were talking about this week, looking at faith, looking at what the Bible teaches about faith, and specifically how, out of the lives of different people, we can learn about what it means to believe in God. Now, they are great men and women of faith, but I still believe that when we look at the life of Jesus, that's the place we want to learn from. That's the best person to look at when it comes to anything about God, really. And Jesus does something, and there are two passages I just want to shortly look at, and it's a key for us to understanding how to believe God for His promises. We read in Matthew 14 how many people, great crowds of people, follow Jesus, and how He then says to the disciples, look, we need to give these people something to eat. And He says to the disciples, you know, what are we going to feed them? They say, the only thing we have is 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus says in verse 18, bring them here to me. And He directed the people to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, He gave thanks, and He broke the loaves, and He gave them to the disciples. And the disciples, they distributed it amongst the people. So everyone ate, and they were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces that were left over. And the number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Friends, I mean, you and I both know, with a small lunchbox, a few loaves of bread and some fish, you know, you can't feed 5,000 men, and not even counting the women and children. We know that to be the reality. We know that to be a fact. But here we see Jesus doing this, and the question is how? I believe the key is in 2 words that we just read, and that is that after He took the bread and the fish, looking up, those are the words, looking up to heaven, He gave thanks and He started breaking it. The question is where our focus is. Yesterday, when we spoke about Peter, you know, we looked at this thing and saw that if we keep our eyes on Jesus, then we can do the things that He does. And so Jesus, if He were to look at the food, this lunchbox in His hands, I'm sure that He would draw the same conclusion that us, you cannot feed many people with this. But His focus wasn't on the bread and the fish. His focus was on heaven. He looked up to God, and He looked up to the one who is able to feed multitudes with only these few loaves. And He just acted out of that faith. We see the same thing when Jesus comes to the grave of Lazarus. You know the story, Lazarus died, and you know his sisters were so sad that Jesus came too late. They knew He was able to heal. They saw Jesus healing people, but they didn't know that He was able to even resurrect someone from the dead. And so Jesus comes to the grave, and He says to them, look, roll away the stone. And Martha says to Him, the sister of the dead man, you know, she says to Him, but by this time there is a bad odor, for He has been dead for 4 days. But in John 11, verse 40, Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? We think that seeing is believing. Jesus says, believing is seeing. So they took away the stone, verse 41, and Jesus looked up and He said, Father, thank you that you have heard me. And He then proceeds to call Lazarus by his name. He says to him, come out. And the Bible says that this dead man was resurrected, and he came walking out of the grave by his own accord. It's all a question of focus, really. It's all a question of where our eyes are trained. The lesson Jesus teaches us here is that when we are able to look beyond what we see with our physical eyes, when we can look to God, when we can believe in His word and look beyond the issues and the problems and even the things that seem to us impossible, if we can see beyond that by faith, then God is able to come through for us and we can experience the miraculous in our lives every day. I know what it's like to have problems around me. I know what it's like to look with my physical eyes and see the storm and see that what I have in my hands is not enough. You know, I know exactly what that is like, and I believe that you probably know what that's like too. But I believe God is challenging us today to look beyond that which we see with our physical eyes and to, in our spirit, you know, with our hearts, by faith, to go beyond that and to say, you know what, Lord, but even though in the physical, even though with my eyes, this is hard for me to believe, you know, and seeing is believing, but I choose to take your words, Jesus, and to first believe and then trust you to see you come through for me. I pray this over you, whoever is listening to this broadcast, that we would have great faith, that we would be like Jesus in that our focus is not merely on that which we see with our physical eyes, but that we would be able to see the promises of God and His Word and believe Him to be the God of the impossible. May you be blessed and may you walk in the faith and the favor of God every day. In Jesus' name, bless you.